Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading, a story, or maybe a little of my own philosophy, and I call those oddball things wombats. I've got a wombat tonight. A recording I made live, and I'm going to philosophize a little bit and talk about a few things. And the first thing I'm going to talk about is the following song, which is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter, Paul, and Mary, one of the most successful groups in the folk music revival, included the Kingston Trio, the Limelighters, Pete Seeger, just so many groups. And this particular song was while I was in college, and here's a little philosophy. I was taking a course on existentialism, and we learned about the leap of faith, and Nietzsche, I think that is. Anyway, I asked the teacher whether the leap of faith might apply to lesser situations where you take a leap of faith, and he was adamant, no, this is for great decisions, for whether to live or die, you know, none of this trivial stuff. However, I think that when you find a concept, it often covers a very broad spectrum, and this song, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, is about a man going through a truly broken heart. Well, I didn't go through that bad of a broken heart, but I met a young woman I liked a lot. We had a couple of dates, and then she wasn't interested, and that was it. And I thought of sending her this song. Back in those days, you'd buy a 45 RPM record for a dollar, and I don't think I ever actually sent her the song. But this is the way I felt. So it was my low end of the spectrum for a broken heart.
Thank you.
That was Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Next up is Tillman County by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. I mention this kind of thing every now and then. I'm not much of a fan of most poetry. The poetry in The New Yorker, for example, rarely do I find it. It doesn't do it for me. And a lot of other poetry I find to be way too, I don't know what I'd call it, pretentious or convoluted or difficult. But I understand that for many people it is a terribly strong, meaningful experience. Well, I do like some kinds of poetry, and the one example I give is the John Brown's Body by Stephen Vincent Benet, which is an entire book written in poetry, and one of the most important books I ever read. Although I wonder how it stands up now with the political correctness of the whole thing with the Civil War. It paints both the North and the South. And the Southern picture is the one that's now being attacked, that there were good people doing what they believed was right. Not all of them were hateful, slave-owning zealots. Well, the next song is Tillman County by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. And I do like this kind of poetry. This is what does reach me. It's a mean, hard song about a tough life. And so I'm going to read you the lyrics first before I play the song by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. Well, here we go. Mother Red River, she winds like a copperhead, coils and boils over Denison Dam. Little white houses, eggs on the rocky road, I am the son of the serpent, I am. Raised on the river, washed in the blood, blood run thicker than bottomland mud, and the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. My uncle Little Tree dreams of another life, coddles his cattle and he rents his range, holds the fan to the face of his pretty wife. She knows nothing ain't never gonna change. She was raised on the river, washed in the blood, blood run thicker than bottomland mud, and the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. And the daylight's dragging fence line keeps me working this trance, pounding down the bedrock with his rusted lance. We don't stand a chance. Chickasaw trickster called to the funeral cloud. Demon comes screaming over Wichita Falls. Lines down, power out, Ryan in the point south. Time and direction don't matter at all when you're raised on the river and washed in the blood. Maybe old Moses come and turn this current back. Cross me over holy and dry. Climb me a crooked oak, scar-faced, Bible black. Swing this shovel till it cracks the scry. I was raised on the river, washed in the blood. Blood run thicker than bottomland mud. And the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County.
She whined like a copperhead, coils and boils over Denison Dam. Little white houses, eggs on the rocking bed, I am the son of the serpent, I am. Raised on the river, washed in the blood, blood run thicker than bottomland mud, and the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. Tree dreams of another life, coddles his cattle and he rents his range, holds the fan to the face of his pretty wife. She knows nothing ain't ever gonna change. She was raised on the river, washed in the blood, blood runs thicker than bottomland mud, and the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. Line keeps me working in this trance, pounding down the bedrock with this rusty lance. don't stand a chance. Chickasaw trickster called to the funnel cloud. Demon comes screaming over Wichita Falls. Lines down, power out, Ryan and points out. Time and direction don't matter at all. When you're raised on the river, lost in the blood, blood run thicker than bottomland mud. And the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. Moses, come and turn this current back. Cross me over ever holy and dry. Climb me a crooked oak, scar-faced Bible black. Swing this shovel till it cracks the sky. I was raised on the river, washed in the blood. Blood run thicker than bottomland mud. And the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. 30 bad summers in Tillman County.
That was Tillman County by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. The next song is, in fact, the next two songs are similar in some ways. This one is Gunpowder and Lead by Miranda Lambert. Miranda Lambert's one of the most popular recording artists today. And I'm not going to read you the entire song, but I do want to read you some of the lyrics. Here again, these are the kind of lyrics that speak to me. So this is Gunpowder and Lead. County Road 233 under my feet, nothing on this white rock but little old me. I've got 2 miles till he makes bail, and if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun, wait by the door and light a cigarette. If he wants a fight, well now he's got one, and he ain't seen me crazy yet. He slapped my face, he shook me like a rag doll. Don't that sound like a real man? I'm going to show them what little girls are made of. Gunpowder and lead. Well, it's 10:30. Another six-pack in. And I can feel the rumble like the cold black wind. He pulls in the drive. The gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time. I'll let you hear the rest of the song being sung. This is Gunpowder and Lead by Miranda Lambert, with, I might add, a rather strange lead-in.
County Road 233, under my feet. Nothing on this white rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till he makes bail. And if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun, wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one, and he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slapped my face and shook me like a rag doll. Don't that another six-pack in. I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. He pulls in the drive, gravel flies. He don't know what's waiting here this time. Hey, I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun, wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well now he's got one, and he ain't seen me crazy yet. Slap my face and shook me like my gun's
Gunpowder and Lead. That was a gunshot at the end. I hadn't noticed that before, by Miranda Lambert. Well, one of the recurring themes I've run into is that a lot of country music is based on gospel. The harmonies, the style, a lot of it, there's some two overlapping there. The next song is a gospel song, and I think it has something in common with the last two songs, which are country. This one is called Ain't No Grave by the Crooked Still. And the thing is that gospel music tends to cover everything from hell to heaven, from being blessed to dying. I mean, all the themes. It's not just, gospel doesn't just mean the sweet, happy, praise the Lord songs. So here's one from the other side. This is Ain't No Grave by the Crooked Still. And it's one of the ones with a really interesting rhythm to me. Ain't No Grave by Crooked Still. Well, now we're out of the heavy-duty country rock and moving into something whimsical. This is If I Had a Boat by Lyle Lovett. I get a big kick out of this. It's just a drifty, strange song. Lyle Lovett's one of the odder-looking people I've ever seen. I'd love to see him live. And he was married to Jennifer Roberts for a while. And I read an article that said they were both naive kind of people, and their friends were worried that one would take advantage of the other. It turned out that they really were just both as simple and straightforward as they could be at that time in their lives, and eventually broke up but remained friends. So, this is Lyle Lovett when singing If I Had a Boat.
Mm-hmm. I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Would it just be me and Trevor? We'd go riding through them movies, then we'd buy a boat and on the sea we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now the mystery masked man was smarty, he got himself a Tonto, cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said Kemosabe, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. And if I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree and scare him by the light pole, but would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Set me up on my pony, on my boat.
If I Had a Boat by Lyle Lovett. Next up comes Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. My son Paul recommended this to me. People often recommend songs to me. It's one of my resources. And so if you know something you think I might like to play on this show, please let me know. You can contact me at hbaya@ehc.edu or harry@baya.net. Baya is B-A-Y-A, so that's harry@baya.net. Anyway, this is Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. And one remark I want to make is I've been listening to music now for many years, 60, 70 years, and it has changed a bit. It's hard to generalize, and no generalization is worth a damn, including this one. So, but it seems to me that back in the 50s and 60s, even reaching into the 70s, the music tended to be simpler, more straightforward. The rhythm was often slower. And the words were easier to hear, and the stories were simpler. Now, is that generalization true? Be interesting to check the tempos of the pop tunes today versus, say, 40 years ago. And also, anyway, rock and roll came in, so that changed things. In any case, here's a song from a fairly recent song, Need You Now by Lady Antebellum, that I think might have done well in the 50s. Interesting to think about a song today that's a hit and wonder how it would have done had it been come out in the 60s or 70s, and vice versa. In any case, this is Need You Now by Lady Antebellum.
Thank you.
for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without, I just need you now.
Another shot of whiskey, can't stop looking at the door.
That was Need You Now by Lady Antebellum. It's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. You can also pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. EHC is Emory Henry College, WEHCFM.com. So go there and look for the link that says Listen Live and pick us up anywhere in the world if you know the time to catch us. Well, next up is my wombat for the night. About 12 years ago, I had some personal issues and had some free time that I hadn't expected and took up fiddle, Appalachian fiddle. And I had a fiddle teacher, Sam Gobble from Mountain City. And I loved Sam's fiddle playing. I don't think he was technically the best in the world, but somehow the joy in his fiddle, the fun, he had a great time with it. And one time we had a gathering in Chihuahua, in a store he'd found that we could use. We got maybe 15, 20 people dropped in. He did it for a few weeks. He'd meet every other week. He'd get together a group. And I was there sitting beside him. I was his fiddle student, so I was playing along. So if you hear an offbeat fiddle in there, that's me. But you really can't hear my fiddle at all. You hear a Sam Gobble. Before we start the song, I want to talk about fiddle tunes a little bit. In this part of the world, a very large percentage of the fiddle tunes played are in the key of A or D. And this one, I think, is in D. And this is Whiskey Before Breakfast. And the other thing is that most of the fiddle tunes only have two parts, an A part and a B part. And traditionally, the way it's played is you play the A part twice, then the B part twice, then back to the A part. Listen for that. See if you can figure out what the A part is and the B part. Now, the A part is also broken, this one, in half. And the second half is almost identical to the first half, but it ends differently. So watch for the A-B parts. Now we're going to bring up Sam Gobble playing Whiskey Before Breakfast, and his style is one of joy and fun and a little bit of innovation as you go along. You might also listen for single strings versus two strings. When is there a chord and when is there just a clear fiddle note? And both are in here. Sam Gobble, Whiskey Before Breakfast. That was Sam Gobble playing Whiskey Before Breakfast about 10 years ago, recorded live in Chilhowee. And now we have Sally Go Round the Roses by Pentangle. I often mention songs are about leavers and leavees and other things that have to do with relationships. In this case, I think someone's advising a woman, don't go downtown. You're going to see your baby with somebody else and it's going to break your heart. So that's a message to a potential Levy, Sally Go Round the Roses by Pentangle.
They can't hurt you.
Roses, they can't hurt you.
you go downtown.
Sally, don't you go.
Don't you go downtown.
Saddest thing in the whole wide world is to see your baby with another girl.
Sally, go round.
Sally, baby, go
round and round.
Don't you go downtown.
Sally, go round.
That was Sally Go Round the Roses by Pentangle. Well, next song is a segue, allows me to introduce something and a little plug. Starting next Wednesday, September 12th at 2 in the afternoon at the Higher Ed Center in Abingdon, I'm going to be leading a workshop on community singing, and it'll be from 2 to 3:30. And you can take, anybody can take a class at the College of Older Adults. You pay $40 to register for the semester. You can take any number of classes. So my class is community singing. And the next song, which is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot by Etta James. This is the kind of song we're going to do. And she starts off kind of slow, then she really gets into it. I would love to get the group to be able to sing like she sings this with all that rhythm. But we're going to start off just nice, straightforward. So probably the first song we'll do on the first day will be this following song, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. This one version is sung by Etta James.
Swing low,
sweet chariot.
Carry me home. coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Oh, swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot.
It coming for to carry me home. Oh, coming, coming for to carry me
home.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot by Etta James. How's that for rhythm? Well, next is one of the stranger songs I will have played on this show. This is called The Minnesota Strip, and it is a rough, mean song. In the 70s, there was a musical called Runaways, and it was about kids who'd run away from home. It was on Broadway for about a year. One of the few shows I really thought was just fantastic, and this is one of the numbers. So I'm going to play it for you. And some of the performers in the show were actual kids who'd run away and were on the streets of New York and were recruited to be in the show. Here's a song about a really bad part of New York City, Minnesota Strip. And I'm not going to tell you what the song is really about. I'll leave that for you to figure out. And if you're lucky, maybe you won't. This is Minnesota Strip.
Let me tell you about the Minnesota Strip. The big men come and they make the little kids trip. Fill their brains with drugs that then they make them lie down with their money-paying men. Stay away from the Minnesota Strip. Stay away, stay away from the Minnesota Strip.
No one treats me like Miko do. He buys me halter tops and corkies, and he got me a waterbed up on our flat on Avenue C between 5th and 6th. He built gratings and has a shepherd named Duke, so we're safe. All Miko says that we live in a free generation, and the man and the woman go into mutual enterprise. And sex is a business like kitchenware, lucrative, prosperous, and even humanitarian. If some middle-aged dude is picking out because he can't get along with his family, I can make him feel like a daddy, I can make him feel like a daddy. Miko says a lay is a game. When I was a kid, my parents would check on me before they'd shoot up, and I'd pretend to be asleep. Miko says it's the same. Just pretend you feel good, just pretend you feel good. Mostly everything works like clockwork, and I'll be Miko's number one girl forever. Or at least until I'm 16 and can get my learner's permit to drive to Montana to be a rancher. But for now it's not bad, it's 7 minutes of stretch. To be someone's dolly, to be someone's daughter, to be someone's sister, to pretend to be glad, to pretend to be glad. If the digital stopwatch that Miko bought me keeps working, I stay out of trouble. Legs open at 1, close at 7. I'm safe because Miko steals pills from a medical warehouse. I open at 1 minute, close at 7. If I ever go overtime, I catch hell. Once I met a guy who was a sailor. He was 18, he had acne, he was very sweet, he didn't do anything. He asked me if I would go to Ohio to live with his mother. When I asked him to go, he laughed at me. He said we no more water beds, no more grass, no more pills in bright colors. He said I couldn't even be number one again. How could I be after I'd hurt him so bad? He needs me, he needs me. He made a deal to reward me. He's raising my percentage. He made a producer and I'll go to the movies. I'm not yet 13, I can still go naked. And the men who touch me are college type actors. I'll pretend I'm a movie star. I'll pretend I'm an actress. I'll pretend I'm a college ball queen.
That was the Minnesota Strip from the Broadway play Runaways. kind of tough. Well, now I'm going to follow up with a sweet, gentle song from the 50s. This is the kind of music I don't hear any of today. I'm sure it's around. I don't listen to a lot of popular music. I'm sure there are songs like this around today, but I haven't heard one in a long time. This is Unchained Melody, and it's by the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still more? Your love, God, speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely riverside, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. The next song is Gold by John Stewart, and it starts off with a musician taking his guitar after his regular job, getting in his car and heading out to sing that night. And as he goes along, he's thinking about those people who've been able to make their passion for music into a fortune, and he calls it turning music into gold. This is Gold by John Stewart.
Thank you. California town and the people are in for the evening. I jump into my car and I throw in my guitar. Was my heart beating time, was my breathing. And I'm driving over Canaan, singing to my soul. People out there turn the music into gold. Yeah, my buddy Jim Bass, he's a working pump and gas, and he makes $2.50 for an hour. Yeah, there's rhythm in his hands as he's tapping on the can, and he sings rock and roll in the shower. And he's driving over Canaan, singing to his soul. There's people out there turning music into gold. The greatest in the world. Each one's a song in the making. Oh, they're singing right to me. I can hear the melody. The story is there for the taking. And I'm driving over Canaan, singing to my soul. There's people out there turning music into gold.
John Stewart. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And we come to you from WEHC. That's the radio station for Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music comes on so that I can play for you my favorite songs, which I listen to and enjoy. And I hope that occasionally one of them reaches you the way it reaches me. So, it's been a good night, and I want to ask you to join me what I ask you to do each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.